Chapter 1. The Man with the Club. Buck was a big, strong dog with thick, warm fur. He was 4 years old and he lived with a rich family in a big house in California. Buck was part of the family and everybody loved him. He played with the children and carried them on his back. In summer, he swam with them in the river. On cold winter nights, he lay in front of the fire and slept. His life was happy and easy. But one day, everything changed for Buck. In 1897, people heard about gold in the Klondike in northwest Canada. Men came from many countries. They hoped to find gold and become rich. These men needed dogs to work for them. It was very cold in the Klondike, and the men wanted big, strong dogs with thick fur. A man called Manuel worked for Buck's family. Manuel needed money. Every day he watched the children playing with Buck. "People will pay a lot of money for Buck," he thought. One night, Buck's family were away from home. Manuel took Buck to a strange part of town and met a man with a rope. The man tied the rope around Buck and gave Manuel some money. Then the man pushed Buck into a big, strong box. The next morning, four men carried the box onto a train. Buck stayed on the train for 2 days and two nights. Nobody brought him food or water. He was hungry, thirsty, and very angry. The train stopped at the town of Seattle, and a man in a red shirt came to meet it. This man carried an axe and a club. Some men carried the box with Buck from the train. They put it down on the ground and sat on a high wall to watch. The man in the red shirt came up to the box and started to hit it with the axe. Buck was now very, very angry. The box opened and Buck ran out. He really wanted to attack the man. The man hit Buck with the club, hard. Buck fell to the ground. He got up, but the man hit him again. Blood ran from Buck's nose, mouth, and ears. The man hit Buck again and again. After that, Buck could not fight any more. He lay on the ground and watched the man. "Good dog, Buck," said the man. "You know your place now." He brought meat and water, and Buck ate and drank. That day, Buck learned an important lesson. He could not fight a man with a club. In the next days, many other dogs came. Some came in boxes and others had ropes around them. All of them were very angry. Then the man in the red shirt hit them with his club and they became quiet